Today's Shiz Masechta Menachos, Daf Kovav, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kovav, Omen Aleph, 9 lines from the top. We had learned in the Mishnah, somebody had made a nether that he's going to bring a Korban Mincha, but he forgot which one he meant. So as we've been learning, there are 5 types of Korban Mincha. The halacha is that he has to bring all 5. Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Ashi. So Rav Kahana asks Rav Ashi, if we have here a situation that we don't know what he should do, so Ve'ikah, there's more than just 5. Ve'ikah, Svukah, Benichas, Nesachim. The halacha is that when we speak it about the Mechas Nesachim, which we've learned so extensively about in our Masechta, that the halacha is that a Mechas Nesachim with many Kabbanis, the Torah prescribes that we have to bring a Mechas Nesachim. The Torah prescribes what type of Mechas Nesachim has to be brought with every type of carbon. So why isn't that, asked the Gemara, one of the options that when we don't know what he meant, that he maybe meant the Mechas Nesachim? And the Gemara right away says, you'll say maybe you can't bring a Mechas Nesachim unless you bring it along with a carbon. Says the Gemara, that isn't true. Because the Amar Rava taught us, Misnadav Adam Mechas Nesachim B'chal Yoyim. A person can choose to donate a Mechas Nesachim. A person could choose to donate a Mechas Nesachim on a daily basis. So why isn't this one of the options? Answers the Gemara, Ki Kam Stop Delay. When we're looking at the various options, what he might have meant, Simon Yochid Beglal Levoina Beloy Mikamtsa Ba Yochid. We're only speaking about a carbon. These 5 menachas are brought by individuals. They cannot be brought by somebody who is by a tzibur. The nechas nesachim is ba tzibur. It could be brought by a tzibur. Mechad not brought by a tzibur. Mechas Nesachim is. So therefore, let me stop Galei. So we don't assume that he meant the Mechas Nesachim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Ki Kam Stop Galei, Baba Klal Atzma. When we have to discuss and think about options of what he might have meant and what he might not have meant, we only think about situations where it's a carbon that comes independently. Mechas Nesachim, as we said, is typically brought baba klal zavach. It's only brought as part of another carbon. And therefore, lo mistap galei, it's not one of the questions that we would have had. Furthermore, says the Gemara, ki kam stap galei, when are we having, where is the room for question? Ki kam stap galei, by something that tu nilavina. The assumption is that when this person donated a carbon, he meant to bring a carbon that comes with levina. She'ena tuna levina, but a carbon that doesn't come with levina, lem stop galei. Another point, suggests the Gemara. Kikam stop galei, when is there a question? Only by a carbon mincha that ba beloig, that you bring along a loig shemen. Ba b'shloishas loigim, like is the case when you bring mechas nesachim of a keves, lem stop galei. Lastly, kikam stop galei, what are we throwing in as one of the options? A carbon that has a kmitza. Shenaton kmitza, but a carbon mecha that doesn't come with a kmitza, like the mechas nesachim, like kemestap galei. So the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Lekutei Halachos and the Zevach Toida, tries to understand what the Gemara is trying to eliminate, that mechas nesachim is not one of the kabbanis that he met. Why was it necessary for the Gemara to give us 5 different differentiations between a Mechas Nesachim regel Korban Mincha? What's the point? So he answers that the Gemara is trying to, what we're trying to do here is that the person accepted something upon himself, but he doesn't remember what he accepted. So these are all things that he didn't say. And since he didn't say it, that's why the assumption is that he did not mean to bring a Mechas Nesachim. But let's go back to one of the examples. Let's say he said explicitly that I didn't think about Levina. So that's already a reason that maybe he should have to bring a mechus nesachim. Well, let's say I wasn't focused on the kamitza element, aspect of the carbon. So then maybe he should bring a mechus nesachim. Because of that, what the Gemara does, it shows all the differences between a regular mincha and a mechus nesachim. And what the Gemara is trying to say is, as long as there's one of these differentiators that he didn't probably think of when he was making this nether, that's a different than the halacha is, that's still enough that we should assume that he did not mean a mechus nesachim. That's the approach of Chavetz Chaim Lekutei Halachas. So unless, which is highly unlikely, but obviously possible, that the person did not mean, that the person that meant he did not say anything about differentiators, or just some of them even, he won't have to bring a mechus nesachim. There are, however, I saw other opinions, and those opinions actually hold that as only because there's so many things that differentiate the carbon mincha, that differentiate the carbon mincha from the mechus nesachim, do we only consider carbon mincha? But as soon as one of those differences, for whatever reason, will be eliminated, then we don't anymore have the ability to say that he didn't mean a mechus nesachim. Then we have to indeed start to be concerned that maybe he meant a mechus nesachim. And once we have to be concerned that perhaps he meant a mechus nesachim, the halacha will require that he should bring a mech, just like he has to bring all the other minchas, he would have to bring the mechus nesachim as well. Two very diametrically opposed approaches to our discussion, actually. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, if he says Parashti, that he says, I knew that I'm going to bring a Karam Mincha Shal Shroinim, that I knew I'm going to bring a Karam Mincha that has more than one Isarin, but he doesn't remember what that meant. So the Tanakhama says he should bring a Karam Mincha of 60 Isarin. Rebbe said we should bring 60 separate carbon minchas from the number 1 to number 60. That means they'll bring one carbon with one isar and another carbon with two isarinus, and so on. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara here expands on these opinions. Tana Rabbanan, and we have a situation where he says, Parashti mincha, I said I'm going to bring carbon mincha, the kavati, and I also said the kli echad, that I'm going to bring it all in one keli. However, many day ma parashti, I don't recall how many I took upon myself. The halacha is yavi mincha shel shishim esroinim. He should bring one carbon mincha of 60 esroinim. And Rashi explains that's all. There's nothing more that we could be concerned that he meant to bring. Since there's nothing more than this that we have to be concerned that he should bring, doing this will satisfy any type of scenario. Divrei Chacham. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Yove mincha shel esroinim mi echad vat shishim. That means, as we said, you bring one carbon mincha with one esroin, another carbon mincha with two esroinim, and so on, until 60. Shehen, which totals, hein elef eshmonim eshloshim. It'll total that you'll bring 1,830 esroinim in total. Continues the Braisa. And we have a situation where he says, Parashti. He says, I identified how many Yisroelim I'm going to bring. Veni Ideya ma Parashti. I forgot what I took upon myself. Vezimhem Parashti. I also don't remember which, as we began our shiur today, of the five types of Karban Mincha was the one that I said I'm going to bring. Veni Ideya kama Parashti. And I also don't remember how many Yisroelim I took upon myself. The halacha is yavi chamesh minchas. He has to take the five types of minchas nedava. So shishim esroinim, each made up of shishim esroinim. If you, which is 60 times 5. 60 times 5, Shehein Shlosh Meis. So in total, he's going to have to bring 300 Yisarin of flour, Devar Chachamim. Again, Rabbi Omer, because Rabbi's approach to this situation, Rabbi Omer, Yom Yichamesh Minchas Shal Shishim Yisroinim, you have to bring the 5 Minchas, each one of the type, each one, 1 Yisarin, then 2 Yisarin, etc. Achishim, Mi Echar Achishim, from 1 till 60, 1, then 2, then 3, which is a total of Teshis Alofim Mechamishim, which will be a total of 9,150 Yisroinim. And the way we get to this number is because, as we said, when you're bringing one type, it's 1,830 Yisroinim, according to Rebbe. Now he's going to have to bring 5, so it's 1,830 times 5 equal 9,150. Ask the Gemara, but Michael Mufti, what is the basis of the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, Amar Chizda, Mutl Haknas Chulun Azara Kamifki. The question is, are you allowed to bring Chulun to the Azara? Rebbe Sava, Osl Haknas Chulun Azara. And therefore he says, you can't bring, what are Rabbanan saying? Rabbanan saying, bring one Karban Mincha that has in it 60 Sarin, and that what you do is, if you took upon yourself to bring 60 Sarin, fantastic. And if you didn't take upon yourself to bring 60 Yisarin, so whatever you did take upon yourself, you took, and the rest will be not part of the mincha. So you end up bringing Chulun Azara according to Rabbanan interpretation. Whereas Rebbe says that that's not allowed, that in one keli, you should have what you're obligated to bring, but what you're not allowed to bring, it's mixing Chul and Bazara. Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan opinion is that under these circumstances, Mutalachtis, we could bring it in that. Mutalachtis, Chul and Bazara. Under these circumstances, they could bring Chul and Bazara. So, of course, Rashi asked the obvious question. We're going to have this one Keli. This one Keli is going to have in it the 60 Yisarin. And when we have this one Keli with 60 Yisarin, we don't know. Some of it might be Karban Mincha, and some of it might be, as we're learning, Chulin. So when we take Kaimitz from this mixture, should we not be concerned that mixed into the Kaimitz is some Chulin? And therefore, this entire Mincha is problematic. One is that the Kaimitz is not a proper Kaimitz. And if the Kaimitz is not a proper Kaimitz, we know that what is done with a Karban Mincha, we've been learning throughout our Masechta. We take the kaimitz, burn it on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. But the Kohanim could only eat the Shirayim if all of the kaimitz was properly burnt on the Mizbeach. Here we have a concern that all of the kaimitz was not properly burnt on the Mizbeach, because it might not be a complete kaimitz. So Rashi answers, going back to Gemara, and we learned earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Chof Dalar on the base, that Kemitza is connected to Data Shel Koyin, connected to what the Koyin intends to do. And therefore, says Rashi, when the Koyin takes off the Koyimitz from this big Karban Mincha of 60 Asarin, he has a mind that it should only, that this should be the Koyimitz from the part that's the Karban Mincha, or for the part that's for the carbon mincha. And therefore, says Rashi, since that is the way a kaimitz is identified, the halacha is it's going to be considered an acceptable kaimitz, and the rest of the carbon will be considered acceptable shrine. Rava says that the machloikus of the Rabbanan and Rameyer is not dependent on this. Rather, because El Kulei Alma, he says everybody would agree, Osla Haknas Chulin Azara. To take one Keli and having it some Chulin and having it some Kavet Mincha, certainly unacceptable. Here, the question is, the rest is not Chulin, the rest is an Adava. The question is, can you mix Chulin and Adava? Rabbanan Savri Mutal Arav Chayiv Min Adava. and therefore bring all 60 in one keli, and you'll say, what I'm obligated to bring, I'm bringing, and the rest is in a dava, and they could be in one keli. Whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan, the opinion of Rebbe Sover, also l'arav chayiv ben adava, and therefore, that won't be, according to him, an acceptable solution. Amalei by Rava, to which says the Gemara by said to Rava, according to your understanding of the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon da'amri mutal arav chayiv ben adava, habi'in and shnei kematzim. So if that's the case, we have in this keli two different types of minchas, possibly. A chayiv that I took upon myself. Obviously, we're not sure how big that is. And we have a nadava. So since these are two distinct type of carbon milchas, don't we have to have two separate kamitzas? Says the Gemara, indeed. Rav is going to tell us the kamitz for other kamitz. We do kamitza twice. Ask the Gemara, but now we have a different issue. The kar kamitz, mi chayva nadava, umi nadava chayva. We have the chayva mincha and the nadava mincha all mixed in one keli. And when I'm taking the kaimitz for the chayva, I may have nadava mixed in there, and vice versa. Says the Gemara, as we alluded to already, the talalei bedas kain. We let the kain make this decision. Damar, and the kain says, kol heich demat the yadei, the kain hashtam, whatever the kain is taking out for the first kamitza should be for chayva, or psaif, and whatever he takes out in the second kamitza should be in the dava. So many Achronim asked the question that how could this be considered acceptable? This really is connected very much to the question of Breira, the retroactive designation. And how is that acceptable? Says the Chazon Ish that indeed we're going to have to explain that Rava, who's offering this teretz, is going to have to subscribe to the concept of Breira. That's how the Chazon Ish learns. But then I saw that the Sefer Eilu Shloima says that this is not dependent on Breira. He says that, yes, the Gemara says we're going to have, according to Rabbanan, we have Choyva and the Dova mixed in one Keli. But even though we have, he explains, Choyva and the Dova mixed into one Keli, the way to view it is that first we have a Choyva. There is no Nadava here yet. And since there's no Nadava here yet, or at least no officially designated Nadava yet, so what happens here is that the Chayva, that there's only Chayva, and the Kamitz is on the Chayva. Only when we complete doing so, that's when we say that the will give what he he'll give what he had to give for the nedava. But ask the Gemara, going further, Vaktur Hechimakta. We have these two kamatzim here now. No matter what approach we just took, how technically it's done. But now, of course, the halacha is the kaimitz has to be burned. So ask the Gemara, Vaktur Hechimakta. How will we burn these kaimitzes? Lick the nedava bereish to burn the nedava first. How could we then burn the kaimitz for the chayva? Dilma kula, chayvihi, maybe the entire keli here is all miches chayva, and now it's not good enough because it's only left over. Chosru l'shirayim, because we had some of the mincha taken away for the kaimitz, for the nedava, which we weren't allowed to do because really it was all chayva. Vamamar, and we've learned at the beginning of the Masechta, shrayim shechasum and kamitz laktara, if we don't have all of the shrayim at the time of the laktara, emak the kaimitz alayim, we're not allowed to burn the kaimitz. Because again, this person, according to the Rabbanan, is bringing one big carbon mincha of 60 yisorin. And we don't know, because he forgot, what did he mean? Maybe he indeed meant to bring a big mincha of 60 yisorin. And therefore, if that was what he meant, when he took out the kaimitz from the dava, he doesn't have the amount that he's supposed to have, because he was supposed to have all 60 yisorin for the mincha that he was obligated to bring. That means he doesn't have the entire amount left over that he's supposed to have, which would disqualify the kaimitz and disqualify the shrayim. On the other hand, to suggest, says the Gemara, lick the chayva bereisha to burn the chayva first, then the dava heichem makdalhu. How will he be able to burn the second kaimitz, the kaimitz of the carbon the dava? Dilma kula chayvihi. Maybe all of this was a michas chayva. Maybe he had indeed intended to bring a carbon mincha of 60 sarin. Because shumemenu liishim, and the halacha is that whenever the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach, we're not allowed to put anything else from the shrayim on the mizbeach. We learned earlier. The pasuk says in parashas v'yikra, and we learned this at the beginning of the masechta. Torah Kedoshim says ki chol sov chol tvash lo yisukter mimenu ish l'Hashem, and we learn from the word mimenu that what's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach should be burnt on the mizbeach. Anything else that's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, where the Torah doesn't prescribe that it should be burnt on the mizbeach, may not be burnt on the mizbeach. So now, if you were mechuyev in a karban mincha of 60 sarin, and you took the kaimitz, and you took the kaimitz properly and burnt on the mizbeach, and now you're taking another kaimitz, and the reason you're taking this other kaimitz is because maybe you didn't obligate yourself into a 60 sarin karban mincha, and therefore, as Rava has been explaining, according to the Rabbanon, the balance of what's in this keli is michas nadava, and of course, when we bring a mincha, we have to burn a kaimitz. So we're going to burn that kaimitz, but that kaimitz might really be shrayim of the first carbon. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shimon Pazi, to answer this question, says Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shimon Pazi, what you do is you first take the kaimitz that this is a carbon mincha that you were obligated to bring. Even now we have a question about what are you allowed to do with the rest. Says the Gemara, what you do is the mafkala l'shem etzim. You take the kaimitz and you burn it because it might not be something you're obligated to bring or you're not allowed to bring. You bring them as firewood. There's machlokes rishonim, machlokes achronim rather, how to understand what the Gemara means. Because there's really two different types of situation. You could donate firewood for the mizbeach, and that's what the Gemara means. Or you could donate a carbon eitzim. The nafkamina, the Sfasem says, is if you donate firewood, so you just give the firewood and put it on the mizbeach. If you donate a carbon eitzim, you have to bring wood with the carbon eitzim. But no matter what pshat you do, you put them on the mizbeach as wood. And you make the following stipulation. If this entire 60 sarin is all the carbon mincha that I was obligated to bring, and the second kaimitz is a kaimitz that I wasn't obligated to bring, because there's no minchas nadavi here, there's just one big minchas chayva. So I'm not burning this as a kaimitz, which we're learning you're not allowed to do. I'm burning it as wood, or krebelezer. And this is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer that says that even something which I may not burn, the shrine I'm not allowed to burn, I'm not allowed to burn that shrine as if I'm a chuyv to burn that shrine. But I'm allowed to burn the shrine as wood. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rebbe Lezer, I mean the Pasuk says, in Parshas Yikra, when the Torah spoke about the Pasuk we mentioned earlier, Ki chol sov v'chol dvash lo yisukter mimenu ish l'Hashem. And the Tosa continues to say, from here we learn, we're not allowed to burn it as if something that was supposed to burn on the Mizbeach to bring a pleasant odor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you want to bring it up, that's permissible. Says the Gemara. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Barei D'Rav Ala Rav Ashi, why do we say that the machloikus of Rebbe and Rabbanon is if we're allowed to mix together chayva and the dava? Says the Gemara, Dilma de Kol Amo will agree that mutalar of chayva and the dava. That is not the question. We're certainly allowed to mix chayva and the dava. What is the machloikus of Rebbe and Rabbanon? And the machloikus of Rebbe Rabbanon is a different machlokes altogether. But the Rabbi Elazar comes after me. They're arguing over what Rabbi Elazar taught us. The Rabbanan is like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Elazar says that say that you're allowed to burn what. Well, we're not sure if you're allowed to put on the mizbeach or not. You're allowed to put on and make a tanai that if it's not supposed to be burnt, it should be firewood. The Rebbe, less like Rabbi Elazar, and because Rebbe doesn't agree with Rabbi Elazar, he has no option. He has no other option but to do so. Says the Gemara, Amalei, says Rav Ashi to Rav Achbarei the Rava, it's difficult to say that that is the basis of the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Isak Datach, Rebbe Mutal Arav Chorivim Nadova, to say that Rebbe holds that you can mix Chayve and Nadova into one Keli. And the only reason he has no option here is the Rebbe Elazar Lesley, says the Gemara, he come up with a different way. Efshur the Maaseh Shita Mechad Mina. And we're learning now the Rebbe concurs that we can mix Chayve and Nadova. We'll bring them all 60 Sarn and one Keli. And then V'chad, we'll bring one more Sarn, V'chad Mana, or Magalhei, and we'll have these two Kabanas touching each other. The Kametz, and I'll take off a Kamitza from the Keli that has in it 60 Mana, and he's going to make the following stipulation. He's going to say, if all 60 are the chayva, so this kaimitz I'm taking off from the keli that has in it the 60 isarin, should be the kaimitz for that. If, on the other hand, I did not take upon myself to bring such a big carbon mincha, so there's in this first keli, in the 60 isarin that there are in this keli, there's part that's chayva, to take care of what I took upon myself, and part, which is nadava. What I'm taking off now should be for the chayva. Now, from the second keli that has an isar in it, that kaimitz that I'm going to take from the second keli, I'm going to take, and it should be the kaimitz both for what's in this keli, and also for the remainder of Sroinim, which weren't part of the Chayva, that might be in the first Keli. Because since he's putting these two Kalim next to each other, they're actually touching, then the halacha will be that the Kaimitz that's taken from the Sorin in the second Keli, the smaller Keli, will be considered a valid Kaimitz also for what is in the first Keli. So, no matter what you do, you have no problem. You have a proper kaimitz from the first keli, and then you have another proper kaimitz from the second keli, which is effective for what's in that keli. And if there's remainder in the first keli, which is nadava, it will be effective for that as well. So if Rebbe holds that you can't mix chayve and nadava into one keli, this wouldn't be an option. But if we're learning now that you can mix chayve in the dova in one keli, so this would be a great option. The fact, says the Gemara, the Rebbe did not offer this option. It was only the Rabbanan that offered this option. It's clear that the opinion of Rebbe is that you can never mix chayve in the dova into one keli. Now the Gemara gives a third way of explaining the machlokes of Rebbe and Rava. Rebbe and the Chacham. Rav Amar Dekul Alma, we could really explain the Muta La'arav Chayvim Minadava. You could have one Keli, which is partially Chayvim, partially Minadava. Furthermore, the Kul Alma is like Rebbe Elazar, that what is remaining, that which is I'm taking as a Chayvimitz, but it may not be a Chayvimitz, and therefore I can't burn it if it isn't. I'm going to burn it with Rebbe Elazar's stipulation, that if it's not a Chayvimitz, I'm burning it as wood. The machlokes here is a different machlokes. The Tanan connected to the machlokes that we learned on that Pei Chesom and Aleph. We had a big machlokes when you bring a big carbon mincha, 60 yisarin, do you bring 60 loig or one loig? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, a fila mincha shoshishim yisarin, even if you have this large mincha made up of comprising 60 isarin of flour, you only bring one loig. As he quoted the pasuk, the mincha v'loig shemen. No matter how big your mincha is, you only bring one loig. And Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan, the Amri, shishim loig, when you have a mincha of 60 loig, kol chad isarin, every isarin, luga kishakel. You have to have an individual loig. So now explains the Gemara. Rebbe Savlak Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Dama ein loy loiga. You only bring any one loig, and therefore you can't bring all 60 in one keli. The loy adinim, because we are not certain echadim mincha, is this one carbon mincha, and if it's all one carbon mincha, then the loch is sagla b'chad loig, one loig is sufficient. Or are these separate minchas, you need two loigim. And we don't know, and because of that, we bring these separate carbon minchas. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different way of understanding the machloikis of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, the way he explains is that the cotton, the heavy gadol, kamifli. If somebody was obligated to bring a small carbon mincha, and he ended up bringing a big carbon mincha, what is the halacha? Rabbanan Savri Katan Vevi Gadol, if somebody obligated himself to bring a smaller carbon mincha, he could bring a bigger one. So that's fine. So he didn't necessarily take upon himself to bring a carbon mincha of 60 isarin. This is only obligated to bring a small carbon mincha, but he could choose to do more. Rebbe Savala Yotso. Rebbe says that isn't acceptable. Ask the Gemara. But Fliga B'chadazimna, we already had this machlaikis, the Tanan. We're going to have a Mishnah in the next staff. Katan Vevi Gadol. If somebody took upon himself to bring a smaller animal and he banged a bigger animal, the loch is Yotza. And Rebbe Amar lo Yotza. So why, if now we're saying that the machlaikis in this previous Mishnah is Katan Vevi Gadol, if you Yotza, isn't that the Mishnah we're going to have again? So why do we have to have the same machloikis, according to Rashi's understanding, twice? Says Matzricha. Dietna Baha, if we only had the machloikis here by Kabin Mincha, we would think, Baha Kamri Rabbanan, here the Rabbanan don't care if you said you're going to bring a Mincha Ktana and you end up bringing a Mincha Gdoila. Because at the end of the day, as far as the Mizbeach is concerned, Mishum de Idi V'Idi, Kaimitsu, you only bring one Kaimitsu. It's the same kaimitz no matter what. Aval hasam, a big animal and a small animal have a different amount, have a different size emrim. The karnofish emrim moidelei, maybe the Rabbanan will agree to Rebbe, if I said I'm bringing a small animal, I can't bring a big animal. And if we only had the machloikas by he, there the Rebbe say, because as we just said, the emrim are not the same size. Av b'ha, by kabin mincha perhaps, he's going to agree with the Rabbanan. That's why Tzrichah, we had to have the Machloikis twice. Says the Sfas Emes. We learned earlier in a Masechta on Daf Kuf Beis. The Mishnah says that if somebody took upon himself to bring two Esroinim of flour and two Kalim, two separate Minchas, and then he brought two Esroinim and one Kali, the Mishnah said that his mincha is kosher, but he hasn't fulfilled his nether. Because Rashi is saying, because we assume that this new carbon that he brought here is not the carbon that he took upon himself in the beginning. It has no relationship to his original nether. So therefore, even though the mincha of two esroinim is a kosher carbon mincha, but that's not what I took upon myself. Says the Sfas Emes, that when the Mishnah says that this person didn't fulfill his obligation, what the Mishnah says is he hasn't completely fulfilled his obligation, but he's credited with part of his obligation. Although he's not credited with bringing two carbon minchas, because he brought them in one keli versus two kelim, he's at least credited for one carbon mincha. Even though it's not the carbon that he took upon himself, but our Gemara said that's one kaimitz, and that one kaimitz you're going to have no matter what. And therefore, for at least one mincha, you're going to get credit. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Simon Eitzim Zav Yayin Oilet Toidu Shar. Says the Mishnah, Re'elaim Eitzim. If somebody took upon himself to bring wood for the Mizbeach, Talochez La'yifchos Shnei Gezirim. He should not bring less than two pieces of wood that they used to put on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah Masech the Yuma teaches us that when they brought the Tomach Shel Shachar, they brought two logs of wood, and then they did the same with the Tomach Shel Ben Abayim. The Mara Masech the Zvachim, Daf Samach Beis Omid Beis, identified the size of these pieces of wood. They were Amma long, they were Amma wide, and the thickness was Kamoichik Dech Shav, that the piece of wood that they used to use to smooth out the top of a pile of grain. That's what the piece of wood is. And therefore, if he said a Re'elai Eitzim, he has to bring two pieces of wood this size. However, if he said Re'elai Eitz, then he only has to bring one piece of wood. The halacha is that, explain many Rishonim and Achronim, it's really Yerushalmi, that even one piece of wood is considered a carbon. What's the raya that one piece of wood is considered a carbon? Because we mentioned a moment ago that when they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, they brought pieces of wood. But in the Tamid Shel Shachar, they brought two Kahanim, brought two separate, each one brought a separate piece of wood. So since each one brings a separate piece of wood, we see that one piece of wood is also considered a carbon. Continues the Mishnah. If somebody took upon himself Levoina, that he's going to bring Levoina, the halacha is Layifchas Koimitz. The halacha is that he shouldn't bring less than a Koimitz. And Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that there's a machloikis, how do we measure this Koimitz? One thing is that we use the size of the hand of the person who donated the Koimitz. And another opinion is that we use the size of the Kohen. It seems, most Achronim say, that's only in this specific situation where the person took upon himself to bring a Levoina. But if somebody brings a Karban Mincha, your standard Karban Mincha, there everybody would agree that the shear is measured according to the hand of the Kohen. I did see that there are opinions that disagree. Chamisha Kamatzim Heim, when we speak about a Koimitz, there's five situations. Haima Alai Levoina, if somebody took upon himself to bring Levoina, Talach is Layichras Mekoimitz. You have to bring at least a Koimitz Levoina. Hamanadav Mincha, when you bring a carbon Mincha, the Talach is that you have to bring with it a Koimitz Levoina. Hamala is a Koimitz Bechutz, if you bring Koimitz outside the Azarov, if you pick the amount, when will be considered that you did something chutz, it's for malab chutz, a sugi that we learned very extensively at the end of Masechta Zvachim, is when you put up a koimitz. Shnei bezichim, when we speak about the two spoonfuls of levoina that were put on top of the shulchan, tuna shnei kamatzim. The Rishonim point out that there's another place that we have a koimitz, and that's by the Trumas Adeshin. That when we take off the deshin, the first thing every morning, we take off a koimitz of ash from the mizbeach. So Rabbeinu Shmuel says that the reason the Mishnah didn't mention that koimitz is because that koimitz is not done by hand; it's done with a shovel, and because it's coals, obviously we're not touching coals with our hands. The Migdash David says that it's not necessarily that the shear that was taken off of the Trumas Adeshin is a koimitz. There was a shovelful, but it's not necessarily related to being a koimitz. Continues the Mishnah. Harei Zov. Somebody said that I'm going to bring Zov to the base of Migdash, but he did not indicate how much Zov did he mean to bring. The loch is loyifchus midin a Zov. He may not bring less than a Zov. If somebody took upon himself to bring kesef to the base of Migdash, to the Berak HaBayis, Allah is lo yifchos midir kesef. He may not donate less than a kesef. Mechayshis, if somebody took upon himself to bring copper, the halacha is lo yifkos mimor kesef. He can't bring less than the value of copper of a mor kesef. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, if the person says parashti, I said amount that I'm going to bring. However, any day my parashti, I forgot what I said. The halacha is yemevi. He should keep on bringing ach yomer until he can be certain loy lekach neskavanti. I didn't mean this. So Rabbi Chanan asks a very important question. He says that in all of Shas, we know there's a rule of Amotz Mechaveil of Araya. If you want to extract from me some money, and I say I owe less, and you say I owe more, the halacha always tells us that Amotz Mechaveil of Araya, that the halacha is that you have to be able to prove that I owe you more versus less. Question here is, asks Rabbi Chanan, why is that not the halacha over here? And Rabbi Chanan says that, so Rabbi Akiva Eger's approach to this question is because we say that it's a Safek Neder. And the rule is Safek Neder L'chumra. However, Rabbi Chanan's approach is that we don't say, when we say Hamaitz Mechaveri Olav Araya, we don't say Hamaitz Mechaveri of Araya against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we speak, says Rabbi Chanan, what's the reason that there is a rule of Hamaitz Mechaveri Olav Araya? Says Rabbi Chanan, because if you and I have a dispute, if I owe you money on how much money I owe you, so I come into this situation as a muchzik. And a muchzik, somebody who's holding on to the money, is in a much stronger position. Says Rabbi Chanan, there is no concept of muchzik when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we can't consider ourselves muchzik against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I saw that the Achronim suggests that we know when we speak about Dinei Mamonos, as we're mentioning now, there's a halacha of Hamotz Mechaveri Olav Araya. But there's no such a halacha by nefashos. Why? Because by money, we could say that we are a muchzik. We can't say that we are a muchzik in our bodies, because we own our money, but we don't own our bodies. And therefore, there we can't say muchzik. There's an interesting question that the Chashuki Chemed brings up here. He says Rabbi Yoshev once donated a certain amount of money to a tzedakah. He donated that money to the tzedakah, says the Chashuki Chemed, and somebody, let's say it was $1,000 shekel check, somebody became aware that Rabbi Yoshua had written and given that check to that tzedakah. And this person says, if you give me that check, I'll give you $10,000. And the question is, now this check, obviously Rabbi Yoshua's check, will not be cashed. But he took upon himself the amount, they took upon himself that he's giving the tzedakah, and now he's not. Because what is the halacha? So the Chashuki Chemed suggests that what they should do is the tzedakah should take $1,000 and be mezakeh, give it to Rabbi Yoshev, and then take it back as tzedakah. So that the donation that Rabbi Yoshev wanted to give will have been taken care of. He, the Chaim Kinyevsky, but the Chashuki Chemed quotes of Chaim Kinyevsky, who suggested that wasn't necessary. And the reason of Chaim Kinyevsky said it wasn't necessary is he says, when I give tzedakah, what is my goal? What is my intention? My goal and intention is that the tzedakah should get tzedakah, the tzedakah should have this money. So when I gave $1,000, and Yoshua Zatzal gave the $1,000 to tzedakah, he wanted that tzedakah should have $1,000. What not only was his goal accomplished, that the tzedakah got the $1,000, the tzedakah actually get 10 times that amount. They got $10,000. So his goal, what he wanted to accomplish, was accomplished. And if his goal was accomplished, that means he fulfilled his obligation. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, the nefesh kisakriv karban mincha. From here, says the Gemara, Malama, we learn from Isnadim Eitzim, that somebody could donate wood as we speak. Kama, when you said you're going to give Eitzim, the halacha is, how much do you have to, how much do you give? Shnei gezirim, two pieces of wood. V'kein o'aymar, v'gabar ha'garolos hipalnu ha'karban Eitzim. There's an interesting question. When you make this obligation, do you the Eitzim have to come from the Tzibur? So does he have to give over that Eitzim to the Tzibur so that the firewood that's used on the Mizbeach belongs to the Tzibur? So is the opinion of the Briskerov and Chazanish. Mikdash David seems to say that there's a carbon Eitzim that's a private carbon. Rabbi Eimer, Eitzim carbon hain, v'tuna melech. The Eitzim are carbon, and we know that all are called kabancha, takrav melech. Furthermore, we've learned that the halach is that you have to do hagosha when you bring a carbon. Like when we bring a carbon mincha, the treat like a carbon mincha, and we've learned that a carbon mincha has to be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Amarav l'divrei Rebbe, Eitzim tuna kamitza. According to Rebbe, what also will be required that the Eitzim should have take off kamitza. Amra Papa, according to our Papa, the halacha is that when you bring Karban Mincha, you have to bring Eitzim on which they're going to be burnt on. And therefore, the halacha will be that it has to, that the Tzrichim Eitzim, that we're going to have to bring along with the Eitzim that I donated, I'm going to also have to bring along wood. The Gemara says that according to Rebbe, you have to take off kamitza. The Machlokes Rishonim, how that would be done. According to Tosfos, they would burn them on top of the Mizbeach and then take off a kamitza. The others explain that what they do is they would make it into wood chips and then take off the kaimitz. Levina, we learned further in the Mishnah that if you donated Levina, la yifchas min kaimitz, asked them, where do we know that that's the shear? Says the Gemara, the ksiv, the pasuk says, v'herim men and b'kumtza, v'sayl samincha mishamna v'skala Levina. Says the Gemara, Makish Levina la Rama de Mincha. We're comparing the halacha of the Levina to the halacha of the Mincha. As we know, Ma Rama de Mincha Kaimitz, when we talk about a Karam Mincha, we take off a Kaimitz. Af Levina Nami, when we speak about the Levina, we take off a Kaimitz.